Hello and welcome to the sixth episode of Nerd Talk Podcast. And in this episode, we're discussing more of a sensitive topic, And this topic is mental health and self-love. In this episode, we've got Chloe. Chloe, how are you doing and how does it feel to be on Nerd Talk Podcast today?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. I'm a bit nervous, but you know, it's okay. Thank you for having me on your podcast. I'm excited to see what you're gonna ask me. So yeah.
Okay, so let's start off with the first question. With the first question being, what actually is mental health for those who don't know?
Okay, so I think it's important to know everybody does have mental health, even if it, yours could be good and yours could be bad. Good mental health isn't actually, being happy all the time. It's having days that are good, having days that are bad, and it's like that. But yeah, I think that's what mental health is. Mental health is a very broad spectrum. Nobody's mental health is the same. It's okay if it's bad some days, it's okay if it's good some days. Yeah, it really depends. Everyone has a different definition on it. So it's a broad question, really.
Yeah, mental health, isn't, of course, as you said, being happy all the time. It's having that, wide
balance.
Range and variety and balance
of emotions.
And, of course, you shouldn't really be sad. If you're sad, it's good to be sad. You shouldn't be always happy all the time.
Yeah.
Of course, being happy is not bad, but all the time you need to
know. It's just you need the right balance of emotions. You need to feel every emotion in regulation. That's, how the human brain works. It's just what has to happen. So
if you're the happiest person in your life, you would always smile. You would never ever sad. But the time where something really devastating happens, and you're just smiling, or even what other could happen is you feel some weird emotion and you don't know what that the loss, you feel confused and you feel numb because you've never felt the emotion in your life before. So is it okay for your mental health to be 100% but still, of course, not be good? Is it okay for your mental health to not be 100% but still be good?
It really depends what you're asking here, actually. So could you reword that, because I'm not really sure I understand the question, sorry.
So if you're not doing 100% mentally, you don't feel good, of course you don't really feel the best about yourself and the way you present yourself and the way people view you, but you're not 100% feeling on that, but your mental health is still good generally, but it's just that there's some downs in it.
So personally, not all the time. I don't think that is a healthy thing, because you will procrastinate about that and you will overthink what people think about you, and that does lead to worse things. There needs to be good days, there needs to be bad days, there needs to be a mix. So not all the time, I don't think that is something that you want to happen. But it's not the worst of situations, but I would obviously, I don't think that if you are like that all the time, that's really a good thing. So I would still speak to someone about that, reach out for that, because that's, just because you're not depressed all the time or say mad all the time, just because you're okay but you're not happy, that it still can affect you mentally and get worse. So yeah,
because those could always be signs of something. Of course, don't self-diagnose, but still still talk to someone that you feel comfortable talking to.
Yeah, that doesn't necessarily have to be a massive problem. There don't even have to be any problem to talk to anybody about it. There's places where you can text, if you don't want to be on the phone. They help me, especially. I'll get Miracle to put some of those in the description of this video. I think just if you're just having a bit of a bad day, you can speak to anybody. Sometimes it just helps to get things off your chest sometimes. when you're stressed or angry or anything, really. Yeah.
Loads of people say,
never tell teachers about anything because, like, they always take it so far. Like,
yeah.
I watched a video on TikTok, right? And some, okay, I'm gonna tell you a bit of the story. I forgot the girl's app. So basically, she was in school. She had like a headache and all. And the way she dressed up like, you know, the stereotypical emo or press girl. So they took her out or something like that because she felt sick. Then I think they saw cuts on her arm. So then they were questioning her and all. And then they took her to another room and they started questioning her and all. And then they called like this mental hospital. And she stayed in that, like, they were doing a bunch of tests on her, and she stayed in that mental hospital for, like, 3 months. Like, months and months. And then they moved her to another mental hospital where they just kept doing tests. And she was, like, there for ages and ages until she decided to, like, break out or something like that.
Okay. I'm gonna stop you there, Miracle. For anybody who wants to speak to their teacher or anything, I personally spoke to my teachers. It's okay. They don't send you to any mental hospitals. You need to speak to people because, you know, sometimes you might think, oh, I don't want to go to the mental hospital. I don't want help like that. Sometimes you need it, and obviously quite a lot of people will feel embarrassed about that. But it's not something to be embarrassed about, you know. Like, sometimes it's amazing to be able to go and talk to people, and it's okay if you're not ready to talk to people, but you know, if you do have the confidence to go and talk to people about that, you shouldn't be scared because you think, like, you know, they're gonna take it too far. You know I think help is important for everybody, even if you think at the time, oh, this won't do anything, it will. So don't be afraid to talk to people. If you don't want to talk to a teacher or anything, you can always talk to, like, other people, like your friends and stuff. Because, you know, maybe they will understand more, maybe you're more comfortable talking to them. Just talk to anyone you're comfortable to speaking to. Also, before we say anything else, I just want to say, I'm going to put a quick trigger warning in here because obviously mental health is quite a sensitive subject, and I don't want to, you know, hurt anybody by this if you just don't want to hear about it. Miracle has four other, I don't know when it's going to be posted, but he has other episodes of the podcast that you can go listen to that would be more suitable for you. So yeah, I think that's all I need to say on that bit.
I'm guessing this podcast episode will probably be uploaded on the about 23rd.
Okay.
Around there. Mm-hmm. So for the next question we got for Chloe is, what advice do you have to those who don't feel worthy?
Worthy, okay. I think I'd just say, you know, you might think at this moment in time that, you know, nobody likes you, nothing, you know, that you're not worth anything, but trust me, you are. I felt like that before, and I'm gonna say some personal things here, but you know, I'm gonna try and not say too much because I don't want to get myself into a scandal. But I think the advice I give them is just remember that, you know, people will always love you, even if you don't think it, they always do. I know so many people don't think they, you know, are enough, and I love them so much, and it's hard to see them, like, go through that and say that, you know, nobody likes them or anything, because they do. You know, you're worth a lot more than you think you are, and you'll realize that one day. If that day's not today, that's fine, but just remember that you are, you know, that's what I'm gonna say.
Yeah, you need to, you know, I usually at the end of every single podcast I say a quote, and my quote for the first episode of my podcast, I remember it was there's like about there's nearly 1 billion people in this world, and don't let one person ruin your day or ruin your life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Another thing that I just came up with in my head is, well, I've heard of this, but you know, might as well take credits because I'm like that. Life's too short to be listening to what other people say.
Yeah, it is. Like, don't let other people's opinions on you, you know, bring you down and think that you're not worth it, because at the end of the day, if people don't like you, drop them. It's better to walk alone than with toxic people, you can do it by yourself. It may be difficult, but it's more difficult when you're with people who, you know, bring you down. So, you know, if you need to, drop the toxic people, be your own person, be confident, and, you know, your life will be better.
Yeah, because, you know, if you have toxic friends and you drop them, you still might feel alone. But even if you let them toxic friends run you even longer, you'll feel more alone than ever when you're actually, you know, you'll feel more alone than ever. But you dropping them, you'll feel like empowered. Hashtag boy boss, hashtag girl boss. Advice to those who overthink.
Who overthink, okay. So there's actually a lot of advice I can give to this because, you know, I think you just need to realise nobody actually cares about what you are looking like. So you, if you think about it, you never go on the street and look at someone and think, oh no, they're so ugly, like they have a bad outfit on today. You don't think that, and even if you do think it, it doesn't like take over your whole day. You don't know that person, especially if you don't know the people you're going around with. That they're not going to remember you off that for the next 9 years. 9 years, sorry. 5 years. 5 years. They don't remember you off that. Like, you're such an amazing person. Like, your clothes don't define you. What you do doesn't define you. You know, nobody actually cares about what you look like, about what you wear, about your music taste, about anything. Just do whatever you want, because at the end of the day, no one cares.
Yeah.
Not in that way. Everyone cares about, you know, doing stuff. I care as well, so you can always speak to me. My you know, Instagram and everything will be in the thing. I need followers. Please follow me. So if you're
actually, you might as well say it now if you can remember it.
Let me look. So my Instagram is chloe.anna.x, and yeah, I just, you can always talk to me about that, because there's quite a few things that I've been through in my life, so I can sort of relate on a level to that. So yeah.
Yeah, so talk to chloe.anna.x on. Next question is advice to those who compare themselves to other people.
Advice to those who compare themselves to other people. Okay. Well, I just, like, you are your own person. You're not anybody else. You might think, oh, this person's better than me, this person's better than me, but you don't know what happens in their life, you know, behind closed doors. You don't know that they are better than you. No one's better than you. You are your own person, you know. You are the best person you can be. Don't compare yourself to other people. Compare yourself to, you know, what you want to be, and strive to be it, you know. Strive to achieve what you want to be, but don't compare yourself. Don't say, oh, right, well, I'm not like this, so I'm not worthy of this. You are. You just don't see it yet. So I think that's what I would advise I'd give about that.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, when people are scrolling through Instagram and they're comparing themselves to, like, models.
Another thing,
you don't really know what their models hide underneath that phone.
People only show what they want to show on the internet. People's lives are not perfect. No one's life is perfect. And all those Instagram models, it's not true. It's all fake. Like, no one actually looks like that in real life. You might think, oh, I don't look like that, so, you know, this and that. No, they don't look like that either. You know, their own insecurities make them, you know, use face shoes, stuff like that, make their body skinnier. But it's not real. And sometimes it's obviously difficult to say, oh yeah, I know it's not real, but it's not. Like, they do edit themselves, and not in a rude way to any of these Instagram models or anything, because it's obviously their choice if they want to edit themselves. But don't believe it, because people aren't going to put on the internet, you know, I'm having a terrible day today, you know, I'm bloated today. They go through that. They just don't post it because they don't want people to see that. They only want people to see the perfect side of their life, and, you know, no one's life is perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, as you said, don't focus on their life, because their life is irrelevant to yours, and you never know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They could be hiding anything that you just don't know. What has helped your mental health get better?
Okay, a few things, actually. I think, you know, talking to people has really helped my favourite person in the whole entire world. You know, their name begins with A. I don't know if I shouldn't, you know, disclose this information, but I'm going to give them a shout out. They're just so amazing. I think if you find that person who you can always talk to about anything, who you love, who saved your life on multiple occasions, it's just, it makes everything so much better. And just find someone you can always count on. Find someone who doesn't judge you, you know, for who you are, who loves you for who you are. Another thing is finding healthy coping mechanisms. That has obviously helped me, and religion has also helped me, you know, believing that God's always with you, and he always is, you know. This is not about religion, and I'm not going to talk about religion, but I'm going to touch on it because it's a big part in my mental health. So yeah, I think Miracle's going to ask me a question about this later as well, because I had a little look. But yeah, so I just think religion has helped quite a lot, because, you know, Jesus is always with you. You have to accept that God has a plan for you, even if it doesn't seem like anything's going to get better, it will. Because, you know, God, I think that's all I can say on it. I might not make any sense, I'm sorry, I'm a bit tired, but yeah, so yeah, religion does help.
In your sentence, did you mention Ashley?
No, but Ashley, yeah, she's amazing as well.
Okay.
All my friends.
If you did mention her out, then you can check out podcast number 5, Acting Drama and Love Your Mama. She's on the episode.
Yeah.
Good promo. Anyways, do you have any strategies that help you overcome what seemed hard to overcome?
Okay, so I'll share some right now, but obviously sometimes this is not going to work for everybody, because everyone needs personalized strategies. If you want to, you know, look at that, speak to somebody, maybe a doctor, maybe me. Follow me on Instagram and TikTok again, you know. My TikTok will also be in the thing. I'll make Miracle put it in there. But yeah, so
if you remember.
Yeah. So one of my things is I just like to, you know, think about things that, you know, help me in my life, things that I like, you know, like snowy days, my favourite foods, comfort sounds, comfort smells, like, you know, rain, Christmas Day. What else? Well, obviously, like I said before, I don't think I can really say much, because what works for me probably isn't going to work for many other people, because we're all unique, we're all individuals, and there's a lot of things that work for me that don't work for anybody else. Well, you know, everybody else, because, you know, everything is different. You know, we've all been through different things, even though if someone watching this has been through similar things than I have, it doesn't mean we're the same people, so that doesn't mean that we have the same, you know, things that will help us. So I recommend going online and looking into some coping mechanisms and seeing what comes up and seeing what helps you, just trying things out. So yeah.
Yeah, by coping mechanisms, we don't mean fidget puppet. Okay. You can still use that if it helps you. You can still use it if it helps you.
So sometimes
because some people really just bought fidget and puppets when they really just didn't.
Sometimes that does help some people, you know, sensory process disorder, autism, anxiety. I personally don't have SPD or autism. I do have anxiety, but fidgets don't personally help me, but everybody is different. Fidgets might help you, and that's fine. If fidgets do help you, and then that's amazing. I'm glad you found something that can help you with whatever you have.
But if puppets really don't help you, and you do fidget trading 3D online, then
no comment, Miracle. No comment.
Yeah. Anyways, one of the other strategies, if you compare yourself to people, like one of the comparing strategies is, like, you compare yourself to people on Instagram, you know, just, I know it may seem hard, but just delete Instagram. Like, press that big, fat, juicy red delete button. Mm-hmm. I know it may be hard, of course, but if that helps you and that's beneficial to you for the long run or the long term, whatever, long. It helps you for the long, then believe
in that. The long run.
Yeah, long run. Do you think suffering in silence is okay?
No, I don't think it is okay. You know, not talking about it may be okay, because obviously not everyone wants to talk about it. I think talking about it does help for quite a lot of people, but if you don't want to talk about it, that's okay. But suffering in silence is not okay. If you think people aren't going to believe you, they will. You'll find someone who believes you, and you know, your feelings are valid, even though you might think, oh, this person's feelings are worse than mine, this person's done this, I haven't. You should still speak about it. You know, you might feel nervous to speak about it, but trust me, you know, it's better to talk to people about it, because, you know, being alone is just gonna make things worse. You might feel like in that moment in time that if you talk about it, everything will get worse, or they'll tell your parents about something. But it will be okay in the future. There's more of a chance that it will be if you talk to somebody about it.
Yeah. And of course, if you still believe that you are not ready to, of course, you can wait a bit, but by waiting years or wait weeks, I mean, wait till a point before it gets really, really extreme that you can't handle it, that you feel like there's nobody you can talk to at all. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Of course, try to speak to someone that you're comfortable with. If you don't feel comfortable with speaking to them, try gain a trust.
You can speak anonymously online, where they have privacy policies that they won't tell anyone about it. So, Miracle, you better remember to put those in the description. I'll tell you all the details later about it. But yeah, you can speak anonymously to people who understand, who you can just vent to.
What is your opinion on self-diagnosing?
Okay, my opinion on self-diagnosing. Sometimes it can be okay, and I'll tell you why. Because, you know, sometimes it's so difficult to get a diagnosis, for many reasons. So some reasons may include, you know, you're too nervous to go to the doctors, you can't afford going to a psychologist, or, you know, your parents won't let you go to a psychologist. And it's okay to self-diagnose so you can get more help online and, you know, to feel more valid, but it's not okay to self-diagnose for attention. But I think most self-diagnoses are not actually for attention, they're for help. Because it's easier to get help if you say you're diagnosed with, you know, anxiety, depression. But you may have nothing, you may like not be diagnosed with anything, but still feel so depressed and feel so anxious all the time. But just because you're not diagnosed doesn't mean that, you know, you still don't feel like you don't deserve help and you don't feel valid. Because, you know, it's not true. So sometimes it's wrong, but most of the time, you know, if you can't talk to a psychologist or a doctor about it, I don't think you should go around being like, oh, I've got anxiety, I've got depression. But if you need it for health purposes, then I think it can be okay in some situations.
What has made you keep going in life? What has helped you keep going in life?
Okay, Ed has helped me with this, because you know, like I said before, you need to find someone, and that one person for me is N and Evelyn and Heidi. But I think you need to find reasons to, you know, be alive on this earth. Because I know it's difficult sometimes. You don't want to search for reasons. You don't want to be like, sometimes you do search for reasons not to be here, because it makes you feel more valid. But, you know, There's so many reasons you should stay. And, you know, even if you don't think you do have a reason, you have so many reasons, trust me.
Don't let Donald Trump outlive you.
Don't let Donald Trump outlive you.
Um, What would you say to someone who has a friend who always, like, undermines themselves and doesn't think they're good enough?
Okay. I think I'd say, you know, just listen, you know, listen to them. Don't be like, oh, right, okay, but other people have it worse, other people have it worse. That's invalidating, and that will make them, you know, not talk to anybody. Again, just remind them, you know, how much they mean to you once in a while. Remind them how much, you know, they are amazing, and how much they help you. Because obviously sometimes it's hard, and you're not going to make them believe you so far, but it's not attention seeking. You know, sometimes people just feel like that, and I felt like that before, and it's not attention seeking. It's just, you know, sometimes it's hard to believe that you matter to people and that you're actually worth anything. But you know, I think I've realized that over the years, everyone means something, everyone's important. And at the end of the day, yeah, the world will keep spinning without you, but there's always going to be at least one person affected if you ever were to, you know. You know what I'm talking about. There's always going to be at least one person affected, and probably more. You know, the world will change slightly if you ever did do that. So, you know, you need to remember how much that you mean to people.
Yeah. As I know we did touch on this subject a few questions back.
Yeah.
Has religion helped you in, like, has religion helped you in, like, any way?
It has, yeah, actually. I'm not saying that I will for everybody, because sometimes it does make things worse, because, you know, sometimes you don't focus on your mental health, you focus more on praying and stuff. But personally, it has helped me a lot. You know, getting closer to God has helped me find light in this world. It's a horrible place, this world, and no one can say that it's not. But God has just sort of, you know, made me realise that there's something to stay for, and you know, that might be the same for some people watching this. It might not be, but if you ever do feel like that, I'd strongly recommend trying to follow God, or whatever God you want to follow. Don't worry. If you don't believe in the Christian God, that's okay. Just any God, any religion, I support all religions. So yeah, I think religion can help.
Has anybody who you socialize with, I know you did say this back a few, you know, mm-hmm. Has anyone who you socialize with help you overcome you? Has anybody who you socialize with help you overcome with your struggle?
Yeah, quite a lot of people. Like I said before, and Heidi and Evelyn. The people at school, you know, my friends, Leona, Ashley, Leanne, Victoria, actually. Listen, you know, Victoria. Good old Victoria. Did I just forget my friend's name? Okay. Moving on. But yeah, Javet has helped me. We might touch on that later, but not right now. So yeah, I think quite a few people have helped me. If you didn't hear your name right now, and you think you did, you probably did actually, but I can't remember everyone right now. I'm very tired.
Hashtag brains on 25%.
More like 10%, Mira.
10%. What do you have to say to those who are scared to talk about that?
I have to say, you know, it feels scary in the moment, but everything will be fine in the end. You know, if you talk to someone, like I said before, you know, it will get better. What's the worst someone's gonna say? Like, no one will say anything that bad. And if you think they will, just I promise they won't. I promise it's okay to talk about your feelings. It don't mean that you're an attention seeker. You know, asking for help doesn't mean you're an attention seeker. It just means that you're a strong person, and that, you know, everybody does actually deserve help, no matter what situation you're in. you're always valid in that sense. So, yeah.
I agree. You are valid and allowed. There's no rule anywhere saying that you cannot speak up your emotions freely.
Yeah, just because you know, you think someone's situation's worse than yours doesn't mean that yours isn't. You know, seeing people's situations may be invalidating for you because you think, oh, right, they're going through a worse situation than me. So obviously, I should feel, you know, like mine don't matter. No. Just because you think that someone's situation is worse than yours doesn't mean yours doesn't matter.
I have a question that wasn't really planned, but I'm asking you. Do you think guilt tripping is okay?
No, I don't think guilt tripping is okay. I think guilt tripping is completely wrong. I don't think there's much I can say on that, to be honest. I just think guilt tripping is wrong.
You shouldn't really have to make people feel sorry for you. That's an emotion that should come naturally anyway.
Although, you know, guilt tripping, people may think that it's guilt tripping when you sort of being like, oh yeah, this happened. That's not guilt tripping. Usually people are just, they want to speak about it, and that's okay to speak. Like, if you don't want someone to speak to you about that, that's okay. Like, going through your own things, just say, hey, listen, I can't speak to you right now because, you know, I'm in a state of my own that I don't think I can. And then, you know, maybe send them like a link to a hotline or something that they can call and make sure they're okay, because, you know, it's okay if you can, if you're not in a mental state that you can hear people vent to you. But just make sure they are okay at the end of the day.
Next question. What has helped your self-confidence? What has helped with your self-confidence?
What has helped with my self-confidence? Honestly, just believing in myself. Just believing that, you know, everything is... that I am, you know, amazing, which is completely true, you know. Ooh, I'm kidding. I'm not a cocky person. I'm just confident. You know, it's okay to not be confident all the time. Actually, it's not okay to be confident all the time. Well, it is, but it's better to not be confident all the time. It's okay to not be confident all the time because, you know, you will have off days where you think, oh, I hate the way I look right now. But that's okay, you just need to remind yourself that you are, you know, pretty, your weight doesn't define you, your looks don't define you, nothing defines you apart from your personality.
Yeah, because confidence is good. Overconfidence is fucking good. The confidence, of course, people may not have the confidence to go on a stage and perform in front of their whole school. Some people may not have the confidence to do them street pranks where they step on people's shoes or where they start singing some cringe song while jumping on a bunch of food restaurant tables. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a bunch of different lengths to confidence. So
I think just looking in the mirror and writing down things that you like about yourself might just like, it can help actually. You know, saying affirmations can help. I know in primary school we did that with a journal, and it was kind of did help. That helped quite a bit. It can help other people as well.
What currently going on in the world is affecting many people's mental health?
A lot of things actually affect many people's mental health, but I'll talk about, you know, the things that maybe matter to me a bit more and more ones that are happening because of recent times now. So, coronavirus has obviously affected quite a lot of people's mental health because, number one, you know, they're isolated, they can't go outside, they can't, I forgot what the chemical's called, but there's a chemical that happens when you go outside, when you exercise, that, you know, makes you happy. It's the happy chemical, but it releases that when you go outside and you see people. Number two is it can feel quite lonely inside, it can feel isolating. And number three is people are dying. Like, people's loved ones are dying, people's grandparents are dying, people's parents are dying, and it's a horrible thing, and it's just a terrifying time for everybody at this moment in time. And I just think we all need to be connected over the internet. You know, I think this coronavirus actually brought people together. Although it's torn people apart, it's brought people together as well, and that's an amazing thing to see, you know, like the NHS clap and everything that we did, you know, supporting everybody. I also think another thing is also, this, you know, is close to my heart, is LGBTQ. I think this obviously affects people because people are going to be like, oh yeah, they're going to hell, you know, everybody hates them, there's a lot of homophobia going around, there's a lot of shaming going around for this, and I just want to let you know that if you're in the closet, just, like, it's okay to be who you are, you don't have to hide it. It's 2021, we shouldn't have to feel like, you know, just because someone loves the same gender that they are any different than us. Everyone's equal, no matter skin color, sexuality, gender, any of that, you know. It's bizarre to me how people can hate people based off what gender they're attracted to. It doesn't affect you in your life, so, you know, why do you think, I'm gonna sneeze, why do you care about it so much?
Another thing, something that I think, you know, does affect a lot of people mentally is, I feel in my mouth, barely talk. Another thing that affects people mentally right now is what they see on the news, you know, with Taliban and the coronavirus vaccines, or the flu. Scrolling through the news, the COVID-19 news, just news in general.
Yeah, the news is quite depressing, really.
Yeah,
it's quite depressing. The news can depress you.
But don't always rely on what you see on the news. Not the news.
It's not always true. False information happens. The news favours white, cis, straight men. Think about that. You know, it will always go on the side of white people, men, cisgender people, and straight people, because, you know, they aren't part of the minority. They're considered normal. And that.
Okay, next question we've got for you is, do you see benefits in religion?
Do I see benefit in religion? So, personally for me, yeah, I do. But obviously, like I said before, not everyone's the same. So, you know, it depends on who you are. It depends, you know, what helps you is different all the time. So religion has personally helped me, but you know, I can't say the same for other people. Like, for everyone else, nothing's the same, because people have different ways of coping, people have different ways of, you know, dealing with things, and religion might not be one of them, and religion might be one of them. So for me, yeah, but not for everybody.
Okay. Sorry if we've already answered this question, but it's an important question anyway, and people need to get that twice daily reassurance.
Yeah.
If that's a word. What advice do you have for people who don't have much self-confidence?
I would just say, you know, like, I can't really explain it, to be honest, because I'm still not, like, you know, very confident myself. I'm quite confident, but I'm not, you know, fully there. I think, you know, I did answer this before, actually. I don't really think there's much I can say, actually, on this, because I have answered it before. Just, you know, believe in yourself, be as confident as you can. And I know it's easier said than done, but, you know, you can just work on that gradually, and hopefully you will be, you know, more confident in yourself.
Okay, so I haven't answered that. I've answered a question similar to this in episode 1, featuring Marvin getting into the school group. You can go check that out. Yeah. Anyways, I did answer a similar question to this. And because, you know, it's called getting into the school group, so it was relating to starting school, a school start. And it said, the question was something like, what if you don't feel confident going into school and not and thinking you might not have any friends. This kind of is linked to this question because it's similar with the confidence being the thing.
Yeah, well,
you shouldn't be forced to have so much confidence. Like, you shouldn't feel like you have to have the amount of confidence to walk and start making a fool of yourself in front of the public because you feel like you're confident. Mm-hmm. That's not what confidence is. You still could be confident by doing that, but and some people are only down to not having the confidence to perform in front of their school. You shouldn't feel forced to have them so much confidence.
Yeah, so I think, especially if you're starting in a new school, whereas like you're going into high school, I think obviously you need to remember that everyone's in the same boat, everyone feels this way, it's not only you, so it'll be easier to make new friends obviously that way, because it's just everyone wants to make new friends, you know, no one's really got that many friends in there apart from, you know, from primary school. So you know, just sort of go up and speak to people, don't be afraid to like just say hi and stuff. That's how I made my friends in primary and I mean in secondary school and in you know, primary school as well, and in summer school also helped quite a lot. So if you've got a summer school program, I would go to that. But you just sort of need to believe that, you know, people do actually want to talk to you, you know, like some people don't believe that, but you know, you will find someone like you. If you don't have friends right now, you'll make friends eventually. So yeah.
And linking to summer school, you know, you watch American TV shows and you hear summer school, I have to stay back at school to do work.
Yeah.
No, it's like where you can meet new people and stuff. And
yeah,
I might actually do a starting new school tips maybe in July or August, during maybe next year, maybe if I remember to or I decide to and it cocks against my head again, I would do that for it to help you guys, you know, because it is very hard starting a new school. When I started this new school, I didn't really have any people I would call friends for the next 3 weeks. It literally took me like 3 weeks to make any new friends I would talk to consecutively, like frequently, and play together. It literally took me like 3 weeks, or if not like last week Friday, I'm not even joking, I literally had no new friends. I wasn't socially anxious, I just wanted to do an experiment. I wanted to see what the people were like before.
Yeah.
Of course,
sometimes
I didn't want to be put in a toxic situation where I felt like I couldn't get out of it.
Some people are better at, you know, meeting new people than others, and that's fine. You know, if you're not good at, you know, talking to people, that's fine. You know, you'll learn eventually. You will make friends. Everyone wants to make friends, you know. So just sort of like go up and speak to people. Don't be afraid to talk to people. They're not going to be like, oh, no. No one is going to say no, because I've went up to so many people, even if I'm not necessarily friends with them now, they've never said no, you know, we've tried to be friends, and if that don't work out, it's fine.
You shouldn't really feel forced to have to be playing someone who doesn't even want to play with you, just lead on to fake friends. And when I was younger, when I started, like, my first session of actual school, I didn't have to go to people to make friends. It was weird, because people came to me. So me having to actually do that now, It was crazy. It was weird.
Yeah.
You know, in primary school, I didn't go to people to make friends. I didn't walk up to people, say, hey, can you be my friend?
Mm-hmm.
No, they came to me. I was shocked.
You don't really have to be like, oh, hey, do you want to be friends? You can just say hi, like, I'll give a compliment or something. I think that's necessarily how I did it. You know, that sort of, you know, got better results than hi, do you want to be friends? Because you seem a bit desperate there, to be honest.
And they don't even know you, and they're saying, hey, can we be friends? Friends, please? Please? Mm-hmm. Like, come on, man. Let's not do that. Anyways, what impact, you know, like, strong impact that you would remember for your life and going on, has religion help left on your mental health?
Okay, an impact. Well, it's left an impact, obviously, like I said. Oh my god. I just burnt myself with a light on. I don't know if I'm playing with a light on, but you know, I just am. I was gonna. Oh!
That's like DIY safety with Chloe.
My dog just came in. Anyway, okay. I can't be bothered reshooting this, so we're just gonna have to roll with it. So yeah, what was the question again? I'm distracted.
What impact has religion left on your
mental health? Oh, okay. So, I remember now. So, I would say, you know, it just sort of like gave me hope, if that makes sense. You know, that there is something to like look forward to. You know, I love Bible scripting. Scripting? What? Okay, my mind. I've just been reality shifting. So, Bible studying. I just think it just like. I can't really explain it, just the way it makes you feel is just amazing. If you've never like been in my situation where you tried it, I don't think you can really understand, but it is quite, you know, relieving to, you know, go on Bible study at the end of the day.
Nice. Okay, so we are now heading on to the last and final question. What do you think is the most important? Physical health, mental health, or verbal health? Which is the way you look after, the way you talk.
Obviously I think mental health is very, very important, because you know, sometimes I find that mental health can be worse than physical health. Because just because you don't see it on the inside, on the outside, doesn't mean that, you know, it doesn't affect you on the inside. A lot of people don't actually believe in mental health, which I think is just, you know, I wish I could swear on here, I would, but I can't. So, I think mental health can be worse. Verbal health, what do you mean by verbal health?
So it's you looking after the way you talk to other people.
Okay. I think that is quite important as well. But I think mental health is more important than all of those, because, you know, if someone has like a broken leg or something, you can see it. But whereas mental health, you know, you can't see it. So I think mental health is probably, you know, one of the most important things.
Okay. Nice response. Chloe, well done, you have made it to the end of the podcast, but it's not quite the end at the same time yet.
Okay.
At the end of the podcast, I do a quote, and this quote is made by me and my randomness, and it is based off the topic that we have been discussing.
Mm-hmm.
This episode 6 quote is, mental health matters, so does eating food. But all jokes aside, mental health does matter. But that's the quote, because I couldn't really think of a good quote. I was eating at the same time while deciding the quote, so food was just in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
I will try and remind Miracle to put the numbers and stuff in the description of the video. But if I don't remember, I'm sorry, you know, DM me on Instagram and I'll tell you.
Chloe.anna.x.
Yeah. Well done. If I remember that. But okay. So thank you for having me on your podcast, Miracle.
However, we've not finished quite yet. Me being that picky person I am. this isn't really what I'm about to say, but is there anything you just want to mention in general? Just anything you just want to say? Anything you want to tell the people watching? Just anything in general? Like, do not just say anything, talk about anything, any single subject. It doesn't have to be related to mental health in general. Just anything at all.
No, not really. I think I've said all I want to say. But thanks, Miracle, for putting on the podcast. Hello, everyone who's watching this. Probably not a lot. Sorry, Miracle. No offense. thank you.
I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast to see when a new episode is released. Don't forget to check out Chloe's Instagram at chloe.anna.x. Thank you for enjoying podcast 6. Thank you for your time, and I will see you in the next one. Peace.